Hezbollah will not let anyone disarm it, the Lebanese group's leader Naeem Ghusaim said on Friday, as Washington presses Beirut to compel the movement to hand over its weapons. Hezbollah, long a dominant force in Lebanese politics, was left weakened by more than a year of hostilities with Israel sparked by the Gaza War, including an Israeli ground incursion and 2 months of heavy bombardment that decimated the group's leadership. The fighting was largely brought to an end by a November ceasefire, but not before the group's longtime leader and Ghusaim's predecessor Hassan Nasrallah was killed in an Israeli airstrike. "We will not let anyone disarm Hezbollah or disarm the resistance against Israel," Ghusaim said in remarks on a Hezbollah-affiliated TV channel. "We must cut this idea of disarmament from the dictionary." His comments came hours after another Hezbollah official said the group refused to discuss handing over its weapons unless Israel withdrew completely from South Lebanon and halted its aggression. "It is not a question of disarming," Wafik Safa said in an interview with Hezbollah's Al-Nur radio station. What the president, Joseph Aoun, said in his inauguration speech is a defensive strategy. Safa, believed by experts to belong to the movement's most radical faction, said Hezbollah had conveyed its position to Aoun, who on Tuesday said he sought to make 2025 the year of restricting arms to the state. In his interview, Safa asked, "Wouldn't it be logical for Israel to first withdraw, then release the prisoners, then cease its aggression? And then we discuss a defensive strategy? The defensive strategy is about thinking about how to protect Lebanon, not preparing for the party to hand over its weapons." Analysts have said that the once unthinkable idea of Hezbollah disarming may no longer be so, and may even be inevitable. Under the November ceasefire, Israel was meant to withdraw all of its forces from South Lebanon. But despite the deal, its troops have remained at 5 South Lebanon positions that they deem strategic. Israel has also continued to carry out near daily strikes against Lebanon, including on Friday, saying it is targeting members of Hezbollah. Under the truce, Hezbollah was to pull its fighters back north of Lebanon's Litani River and dismantle any remaining military infrastructure in the south. Lebanon's army has been deploying in the south as Israeli forces pulled back. Hezbollah says the ceasefire does not apply to the rest of Lebanon, despite being based on UN Security Council Resolution 1701, which calls for the disarmament of non-state groups. Hezbollah was the only group to keep its weapons after Lebanon's 15-year civil war ended in 1990, saying that they were for resistance against Israel, which continued to occupy the south until 2000.